Everyone. Seek for our true happiness, maybe. But our happiness cannot be true happiness if the happiness is is not followed by perfect composure. The usually our happiness it does not stay long. Happiness is mostly just very short time, and it will be lost in next moment when you have it. So sometimes we think rather not to have it, because after happiness usually followed by sorrow. This is, I think, everyone experience it in our everyday life. The Buddha, when he escaped, can you hear me? When he escaped from his castle, he felt this kind of he had this kind of happiness. And after repeating this kind of life in his luxurious life in the castle, he at last forsake all of those this kind of life. So we say he felt he started his religious trip because of evanescence, because he felt evanescence of life. That is why he started study of Buddhism. I think we have to think about this point more. I think everyone seek for happiness. That is all right. That is all right. But the point is, what can, how to seek for happiness is the point. The further our way, further the happiness we seek for is something which we can is it something which is possible to have it? But here it's, we have to see his teaching more carefully. He taught us Four Noble Truths. And the first of all, he taught us this world is world of suffering. When we seek for suffering, happiness, to say, this world is world of suffering. It's very, you may be very much disappointed with this teaching. World of suffering. This world, anyway, is world of suffering, he says. And he continues. Why we suffer is this world is world of transiency. Everything changes. And when everything changes, we seek for some permanent thing. Want everything to be permanent. Especially when we have something good, when we see something beautiful, we want it to be always in that way. But actually, everything changes. So, that is why we suffer. So, if we seek for happiness, even though we seek for happiness, it is not possible to have it. Because we are expecting something to be always constant when everything changes. So, so naturally, we must have suffered. So, so far, according to his teaching, we are there is no other way for us to live in the world of suffering. That is the only way to exist in this world. Then it is not possible to attain eternal happiness or eternal composure of life. There we have some way to have eternal composure of life or happiness of life. Yeah. But first of all, if we want to have composure of life, we have to change our view, our way of observing things. To observe things, you know, as it is, we say, but to observe things as it is for usual sense, and to observe things as it is in our way is not safe. This point is not fully realized by even Buddhist things as it is, way as it is, what is way as it is. Usually, things as it is means, you know, to observe things as if something, you know, exists in that way, constantly, forever. You say, here is an incense bowl. But this is already mistaken. There's no such thing exist. This is always changing. This is bronze, but even so, this is changing. And the incense in it, you know, always changing. In 10 minutes, there will be no more incense, but if it is very good incense, you will think, you know, as if something exists, not forever. You may not think in that way, but at least you think this is, this incense exists and fire exists in that way. But the fire is not exactly the same fire as you observe. This fire. This is actually, you know, in state of combustion. It is not red, red fire. And as you see, it is constant, you know, repetition of combustion, like this. There's electricity, you know. But that light is always, you know, current of back and forth this way, you know. And it doesn't exist in that way. But we see there's constant electric light like that. But that is not true. So, we Buddhists call this kind of naive way of looking, observing things. It's aspect of a being, because we, you know, think everything exists in this way, aspect of being. And when you understand, everything changes, and everything is changing, like electric we call this kind of view is view of non-being. No such thing exists. So view of non-being. And for Buddhists, for you, maybe, if you seek for happiness, if someone who has view of being seek for happiness, it means that he is seeking for something which is impossible. And if you have the view of non-being, you will not care for anything, you know. If you accept things in that way, you know, you will be very, your way of life is very empty. And you will not find out any meaning of life at all. And our way of observing things is both, based on view of being and non-being, both. And we know that view of being is too naive, and the view of non-being is too logical. Too critical. Our view of, true view of life should be both. View of being and view of non-being. This is our way. But view of being and view of non-being is not possible to accept. We can accept one of the two, but we cannot accept two of those viewpoints. And here, another problem for us. But when you face this second problem, you will be said to be a Buddhist. And you will give up to rely on your intellectual understanding of teaching, and you start practice to accept this kind of paradox. Recently, I asked you, and I want you to reflect on why you seek for, why you study Buddhism. Because I think point is not, if this point is not fully understood, it may be difficult to put whole spiritual and physical power in our practice. Usually, maybe, in your practice, without thinking about our life more deeply, and you try to, if you have problem, you will try to solve it by means of practice or teaching. But if you really think about whether your view of life is right or wrong, whether you are trying to attain something which is possible to attain, or you are trying to accomplish something which is not possible to accomplish. Then you will not be sincere enough to practice our way, because you are always fascinated by some teaching or chanting. We don't know what we study in intellectual way is very shallow, but what you actually experience it is very deep. When I came to America, you know. I found very, you know, I found some special food for me, you know. And I enjoy it. Since then, I enjoy it very much. That was potato. Your potato is delicious to me. But I don't know if it is so for you or not. I don't know, you know, what kind of nourishment potato has. I haven't studied anything about potato, but I like it very much. The reason why I like it, I figure out, I don't know why, you know. when I was in Japan, of course, I liked it. But I didn't think I liked potato so much. But after I came to America, having various food, and I haven't not much chance to eat potatoes. Maybe once a month or so. When I was invited for Thanksgiving, I had mashed potato. That was delicious. But usually, I haven't that mashed potato, or even baked potato. At the Sahara, I thought it, I like potato. Sometimes, as we have various food, various kinds of food, so it cannot give me always potato, give us always potato. So only once in a while I had a potato. As soon as I come back to San Francisco, I go to the store, grocery store, and buy 3 or 4 potatoes. And as it takes a pretty long time to cook it, I, cut it. And fried it. And my boy doesn't like it, but I like it. My wife doesn't like it so much. So I cook it just for myself. Do you know why the potato was when I was young? My hometown produced a lot of potatoes, so I was eating potatoes always when I was a boy. So that is why I like it. When I was eating, I didn't like it so much because I had it almost not every day, but four times more a week. This kind of experience characterized our character. I think you may not like Zazen so much, but you think this is good, so you may practice it. But you may not realize how much progress you made in your Zazen practice. Some may do, but most of you don't, I'm afraid. But that is all right. This kind of experience which is not just reading or listening to lecture, and something which you experience both physically and spiritually. Without thinking about it, without trying to find out the meaning of it. Beyond our intellectual understanding, to practice our way, but without any gaining idea, to practice our way is a variable, and you will have